Jeeves and the Hard-Boiled Egg. Sometimes of a morning, as I've sat in bed sucking down the early cup of tea and watched Jeeves flitting about the room and putting out the raiment for the day, I've wondered what the deuce I should do if the fellow ever took it into his head to leave me. It's not so bad when I'm in New York, but in London the anxiety is frightful. There used to be all sorts of attempts on the part of low blighters to sneak him away from me. Young Reggie Fooljam, to my certain knowledge, offered him double what I was giving him, and Alistair Bingham Reeves, who's got a valet who'd been known to press his trousers sideways, used to look at him when he came to see me with a kind of glittering, hungry eye which disturbed me deucedly. Bally pirates! The thing, you see, is that Jeeves is so dashed competent. You can spot it even in the way he shoves studs into a shirt. I rely on him absolutely in every crisis, and he never lets me down. And what's more, he can always be counted on to extend himself on behalf of any pal of mine who happens to be, to all appearances, knee-deep in the bouillon. Take the rather rummy case, for instance, of dear old Bicky and his uncle, the Hard-Boiled Egg. It happened after I'd been in America for a few months. I got back to the flat late-ish one night, and when Jeeves brought me the final drink, he said,
"Mr. Bickersteth called to see you this evening, sir, while you were out."
"Oh?" I said.
"Twice, sir. He appeared a trifle agitated."
"What, pipped?"
"He gave that impression, sir."
I sipped the whisky. I was sorry if Bicky was in trouble, but as a matter of fact I was rather glad to have something I could discuss freely with Jeeves just then, because things had been a bit strained between us for some time, and it had been rather difficult to hit on anything to talk about that wasn't apt to take a personal turn. You see, I had decided, rightly or wrongly, to grow a moustache.